Let's return to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio, WCRN. Once again, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
Good morning, New England. You're tuned to All Politics is Local on Worcester, Boston's home for talk, WCRN 830. He's Terry Hendricks. I'm John Featherston, and we're joined in studio by Bonnie Biachi from Habitat for Humanity. So, interesting things about Habitat for Humanity. I want to talk a little bit about what Habitat for Humanity does for the veterans in the Metro West area. I think it's an important piece.
It is a really important piece, and it fills a critical need, as everyone probably is aware. There's a huge homeless problem for veterans, and it's been very challenging for many veterans to return from being in battle and get situated again into civilian life. So there are a lot of programs that deal with that, but one of the things, we have a couple of programs at Habitat that we think really help families get back together and grow in their communities. So the veteran community, as you can imagine, they're very strong people. And they don't like to take help. And they're used to giving help. They're used to being the ones that provide the help. So we try to reach out to them in small ways that will help them stay in their homes or locate into a veteran-built home. So when we say a veteran-built home, in Worcester, for example, we have a family, the Ewings family, which is going to be locating in a renovated home. Home in Worcester, and that is called a veteran build, and it is meant for a veteran family, so we solicit veteran families in need to come and help on the site, and then we get a lot of different participation. A lot of companies are very, very good about supporting veterans in a variety of ways, so they help to sponsor the house and help the homeowner to get situated there. So we've got that veteran build going on, and another really, I think, cool thing that we have at the Project Playhouse. And every time we do a Project Playhouse, it raises money for our builds. And many of those veteran families benefit by the receipt of the playhouse. So what a playhouse is, we get a group of people to come together, and they sponsor it. They come and build it. And at the end of the day, it's a 5 or 6 by 5 child's playhouse. It's got a customized theme according to the child. A veteran's family comes and they pick up that playhouse, and the child gets the great surprise of having their own little house that they can put in their backyard. So it's a dual mission. It helps the veteran's family, but it also helps raise funds for our builds. And that's been hugely successful.
How can people learn more about that? Is there a website?
Yep, you can go on to www.habitatmwgw.org. And you can look for either Veterans Build or Project Playhouse or Playhouse Builds on our website. And we are going to be doing, I think, in sometime next year in Metro West, a Playhouse Build-a-thon.
Wow.
And so we hope that lots of the communities in Metro West will come out and help us build these homes, these little playhouses for the children of the veteran community.
And we'll put all these links up on our website, allpoliticsislocalma.com also, and we'll also put up the audio of this as well, too, because I think what a great project that is. Mm-hmm. That's got to be very, very exciting. Do you have a time frame for the Metro West project?
I would imagine it'll be sometime in the summer because we need a big space, and it's got to be outdoors to really make it effective. If you're going to be building 20 of them, you know, a place like Cushing Park comes to mind, or the Warren Center or something like that.
I have a place for you in Ashland.
All right, I'll be calling you.
125 Front Street. It's just a farmer's market is there starting in June through October. Mm-hmm. But any, say, a Saturday after about 1:30 or 2 o'clock, mm-hmm. you can do it, or all day on a Sunday or during the week. I think we could probably arrange, since John and I are affiliated with the ARA in Ashland. And
awesome.
There's a site, a potentially a good site, which is right across from the library in Ashland.
Sounds wonderful.
Well, good. Then we'll have to have you back on All Politics is Local on WCRN 830. Let's talk about another thing real quick, because I think it's an interesting thing. Your partnership with Amazon.com.
Yeah, we're really excited about this. As you know, the holidays are coming up, and everybody does a lot of shopping on Amazon. In fact, I was on there last night. So there's a separate website called SmileAmazon.com. And that is a website that allows all of your purchases to have a 5% donation made to a charity of choice. And so we would ask that people think locally when they're giving charitable contributions. They don't have to do anything except go to smileamazon.com. And you log on and use your normal Amazon credentials to log on. And every purchase you make will go, 5% of that will go to Habitat Metro West, Greater Worcester. And that's a really great way to help without having to, you know, take an extra step. It's just you're spending your money anyway.
Pain free.
I mean, but 5% is going to go directly right to your organization.
Yep.
I mean, that's wonderful.
Yeah, you can imagine.
Amazon's really doing some great things.
You save money, you get a good product, and you contribute to a good organization like Habitat for Humanity. If I wanted to volunteer, and bang some nails or, unload trucks or whatever, my confidence would allow me to do, how do I do that?
Well, it's really great when you come to the Habitat site because they train you if you're not sure how to do it. So that's really great. And so that's one of the things that we look for. You know, a lot of women say, well, I don't know anything about construction. Yeah, but we can teach you. And then you get a new skill that you can employ in your own home. So we think that that's a great opportunity. So a lot of companies will pay to have their employees. It's like a team building experience, and they send their employees. Mm-hmm. But we also have local build days that regular local citizens can come and participate in. And you let us know. You just call the office or send us an email, and we'll set you up on a team and try to find ways to use your gifts and talents to the benefit of our homes.
Well, I actually know of a young woman. She's my granddaughter's aunt, and you would never think that she'd be somebody who would go to a Habitat site and do construction work because she's the antithesis of somebody you'd think is a construction worker. But she's volunteered a number of times for Habitat and basically, you know, gone out and done hard labor and bang nails and cut wood and, get on a roof and put shingles down, whole nine yards. And so, and women certainly, I think, are as capable as men, and there are people there to show you if you don't know how to bang a nail and cut wood, they will show you.
Yeah, and we have a thing called Women's Build. We have a program called Women's Build, and that's a week or two in May that is set aside for women only to come on site and build. And that is always very successful. People really have gravitated toward that because a fair number of women feel uncomfortable going on site because, you know, a lot of men, you know, are very used to being up on roofs, but not so much women. And so this is a great opportunity for women to learn that skill. It's a confidence-building skill, and it's a great skill for you to have yourself. And so we're really happy to have the Women's Build. We'll be hearing more about that in the spring.
Good, good.
Well, we're joined in studio by Bonnie Biaci from Habitat for Humanity. Bonnie, and we just have a couple minutes left. It's the season where you ask for things. If you don't ask, you don't get. I mean, what can people do to help Habitat for Humanity, you know, in the very near future?
Yeah, there are a couple of ways right off the bat that I can think of. You know, so we have a Restore that is something that really supports our bottom line. And if you have things, if you're getting a new living room set and you got to get rid of your end tables and lamps and you don't know what to do with them, but they're still in decent shape, call us at the Restore. We take in those products. Maybe you're ripping out your bathroom and you have an old sink and tub. Maybe you have cabinets, you're redoing your kitchen, maybe something like that. And then we take those and sell them at a very discounted rate to the public, and that helps raise funds. So if you're doing anything like that, please call the Restore. We have one located in Worcester, and we're going to be putting one in Metro West somewhere. And that's a great revenue generator for us, but more importantly, it takes stuff out of the landfill stream. It helps people to promote recycling, and it gives people who need, all kinds of variety of products a great discount on their, on things for their home.
Well, that's wonderful. You know, we don't have a lot of time left, but I want to talk about the term affordable housing.
Mm.
As a former selectman, I was on the Affordable Housing Committee, Affordable Housing Trust. Governor Baker just graciously appointed me to the Ashland of Authority in our town. Affordable housing gets a bad rap.
Yes, it does.
A lot of people think it's Section 8 housing. Yep. A lot of people think it's low-income criminals. Affordable housing isn't that.
It's workforce housing.
I'm sorry?
It's workforce housing.
It's workforce housing. It's your school teachers. It's your public safety officials, your firemen, your police officers, somebody who works at the post office. Why don't we just talk a little bit about that stigma on affordable housing and what you see?
Mm-hmm. Well, I sit on the governor's Economic Development Planning Council, And that's one of the, we know, you know, as a state, that that's one of the very important things in keeping our qualified workforce here. So affordable housing means all of the people who you might come into contact with in your fire department or police department, they make a decent salary. But in many of these communities, it is very, very hard to live there. And so this gives people, affordable housing of all types, gives people the opportunity to stay where they live, which takes a lot of cars off the road, so I'm a big fan of that. Mm-hmm. It is not meant for, it's not a handout. It's a way for people to get a leg up and start their life and stay in communities where they've grown up. And I think there's been a lot of rethinking about the word affordable housing because a lot of people use it interchangeably with workforce housing because these are folks who are working and trying to make their way in the world, and they just need a little bit of help to stay here.
Well, that's great. We want to thank you for joining us here on All Politics is Local. That's Bonnie Biachi from Habitat for Humanity. Once again, tell everybody about the website again, too, real quick.
It's www.habitatmwgw.org.
Well, thanks again. Once again, you know, you're going to have to come back.
Definitely.
You know, you've got an open invitation.
Thank you.
Guys, you got to get involved in this. It's a great effort. It's happening in our backyard. It's Habitat for Humanity. You're listening to All Politics is Local on WCRN. We'll be back. We'll talk a little bit more about the Trump rally in Worcester the other night.